Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember, I'm Ram Goldar, and today my circus Baba Kama Daf Samach Bav, the seventh parak Maruba. So the three tabs we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabba said Shinui Konik Siva Vatinina, that a physical change to a stolen item causes a thief to acquire it, is written in the Torah and taught in the Mishnah. The pasuk says Veishiva Segzeu Asher Gazal, and he shall return the stolen article that he stole. The last phrase teaches Imke Ench Gazal Yaksu, if the item is still as it was when he stole it, he shall return it. But if not, meaning the thief changed it, he only needs to pay money. Two Mishnahs are quoted as sources. One Mishnah teaches that if one steals wood and makes it into kalim, or wool and makes it into garments, he pays its original value and does not return the item. Another Mishnah teaches, regarding Reishis Hageiz, the first shearings given to a Kohen, that if the owner of wool dyed it before giving it to a Kohen, he's exempt from giving it. Here, he doesn't pay money either, since no specific Kohen had a right to it. These two Mishnahs demonstrate that a thief acquires a stolen item through changing it. Point number two, Rabba said Yeyush, regarding despair, when the owner of a stolen item despairs of retrieving it. Amri Rabbanan Dinikne, the rabbis say it causes a thief to acquire it. However, he wasn't sure if this law was the Raisa or the Rabbanan. It may be the Raisa akin to one who despairs of retrieving his lost item, after which one who finds it may keep it. However, it may be different from a lost item, which, when it was found, behetera asiyu yade, it came permissibly into his hand, since the owner had already despaired, whereas regarding a stolen item, dibisura aseyide, which came into his hand illegally before he despaired, he would not acquire it, the Raisa. Rather, it would be a rabbinical decree, mifnei tikkunos hashavim, because of an enactment made to assist those wishing to repent, to ease their repentance by allowing a monetary payment, rather than having to retrieve and return the stolen item. Rav Yosef said, Yeush eino kona. Despair does not cause the thief to acquire it at all. Afil midrabban, even rabbinically, he must return the stolen item. And point number three, Rav Yosef was challenged from a mission which states, regarding unprocessed hides, shalganav, regarding hides stolen secretly by a thief, machshava matamasan, thought, renders them susceptible to tumah. Because the owner despaired of retrieving them, the thief owns them, and his decision to use them as utensils, meaning mats, without further processing them, makes them susceptible to tumah. Shal gazlan ein machshav matamasan, but regarding hides stolen forcibly by a robber, thought does not render them susceptible to tumah. Because the owner knows who the robber is, he hopes to sue him in court and retrieve his hides. Rabbi Shimon holds the opposite is true. Because the victim despairs of retrieving his hides from a robber who forcefully stole from him, but hopes to retrieve those stolen secretly by discovering the thief. This proves that the thief does acquire through the owner's yeyush. Rabbi said this challenge went unanswered for 22 years, until Rabbi Yosef became the head of the yeshiva upon Rabbi's passing, and answered, Shinu Hashem ki shinu maisudami. A change of name is like a physical change. Just as a physical change affects acquisition, because it was originally wood and now utensil, for example, regarding a change in name also, it was originally called a hide and it's now called a tray, for example. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabba said, Shinui kona ksiva vatanina, that a physical change to a stolen item causes a thief to acquire it, is written in the Torah and taught in the Mishnah. The pasuk says, Veishiva segzeu asher gazal, and he shall return the stolen article that he stole. The last phrase teaches, Imke ench gazal yaksu, if the item is still as it was when he stole it, he shall return it. Bimlav dam ba'amaboy shulme. But if not, meaning the thief changed it, he only needs to pay money. Two Mishnahs are quoted as sources. One Mishnah teaches that if one steals wood and makes it into kalim, or wool and makes it into garments, he pays its original value and does not return the item. Another Mishnah teaches, regarding Reishis Hageiz, the first shearings given to a Kohen, that if the owner of wool dyed it before giving it to a Kohen, he's exempt from giving it. Here, he doesn't pay money either, since no specific Kohen had a right to it. These two Mishnahs demonstrate that a thief acquires a stolen item through changing it. Point number two, Rabba said Yeyush, regarding despair, when the owner of a stolen item despairs of retrieving it. Amri Rabbanan Dinikne, the rabbis say it causes a thief to acquire it. However, he wasn't sure if this law was the Raisa or the Rabbanan. It may be the Raisa akin to one who despairs of retrieving his lost item, after which one who finds it may keep it. However, it may be different from a lost item, which, when it was found, behetera asiyu yade, it came permissibly into his hand, since the owner had already despaired, whereas regarding a stolen item, dibisura aseyide, which came into his hand illegally before he despaired, he would not acquire it, the Raisa. Rather, it would be a rabbinical decree, mifnei tikkunos hashavim, because of an enactment made to assist those wishing to repent, to ease their repentance by allowing a monetary payment, rather than having to retrieve and return the stolen item. Rav Yosef said, Yeush eino kona. Despair does not cause the thief to acquire it at all. Afil midrabban, even rabbinically, he must return the stolen item. And point number three, Rav Yosef was challenged from a mission which states, regarding unprocessed hides, shalganav, regarding hides stolen secretly by a thief, machshava matamasan, thought, renders them susceptible to tumah. Because the owner despaired of retrieving them, the thief owns them, and his decision to use them as utensils, meaning mats, without further processing them, makes them susceptible to tumah. Shal gazlan ein machshav matamasam, but regarding hides stolen forcibly by a robber, thought does not render them susceptible to tumah. Because the owner knows who the robber is, he hopes to sue him in court and retrieve his hides. Rabbi Shimon holds the opposite is true. Because the victim despairs of retrieving his hides from a robber who forcibly stole from him, but hopes to retrieve those stolen secretly by discovering the thief. This proves that the thief does acquire through the owner's yeyush. Rava said this challenge went unanswered for 22 years, until Rabbi Yosef became the head of the yeshiva upon Rava's passing, and answered, Shinu Hashem ki shinui maisudami. A change of name is like a physical change. Just as a physical change affects acquisition, because it was originally wood and now utensil, for example, regarding a change in name, also it was originally called a hide, and it's now called a tray, for example. Alright, so now we go to Siman Daf Samach Vav, and our standard siman relates to sewing, and we use a tailor for the siman of tailor. So here goes. The tailor who stole some wool quickly made it into a garment to acquire it, when he saw the victim give up hope of retrieving it, but wasn't sure if Yeyush Kona or not. Unaware that the unprocessed hides he stole and used as a mat in his shop had become tummy from a sheretz because of shinui shame, which is like shinui maisa. Once again, it's a motion. The tailor, that must be more in Daf Samach Vav, sewing. The tailor who stole some wool quickly made into a garment to acquire it, which reminds us, Rabbi said, shinui kona ksiva patanina, that a physical change to a stolen item causes a thief to acquire it is written in the Torah and taught in the Mishnah. The Pasuk says, Veheshi v'sagazel asher gazal, and he shall return the stolen article that he stole. The last phrase teaches, im ke'en shagazal yachzir, if the item is still as it was when he stole it, he shall return it. Bimlab damim ba'alma boishumi. But if not, meaning the thief changed it, he only needs to pay money. Two Mishnahs are quoted as sources. So the tailor who stole some wool quickly made it into a garment to acquire it when he saw the victim give up hope of retrieving it, but wasn't sure if Yeyush Kona or not. Which reminds us, Rabbi said Yeyush Amri Rabbanan the Nikne. Yeyush, the rabbi say, causes a thief to acquire it. However, he wasn't sure if this law was Daraisa or the Rabbanan. Rav Yosef said, Yeyush Eino Kona, despair does not cause the thief to acquire it at all. Afil mit Rabban, even rabbinically, he must return the stolen item. So the tailor who stole some wool quickly made it into a garment to acquire it, when he saw the victim give up hope of retrieving it, but wasn't sure if Yeyush Kona or not. Unaware that the unprocessed hides he stole and uses a mat in his shop had become tummy from his sheretz because of shinui shame, which is like shinui maisa, which reminds us, Rav Yosef was challenged from a mission which states regarding unprocessed hides, shal ganav, regarding hides stolen secretly by a thief, machshav matamasan, thought renders them susceptible to tumah, because the owner despaired of retrieving them, the thief owns them, and his decision to use them as kalim, meaning mats, without further processing them, makes them susceptible to tumah. Rav said this challenge went unanswered for 22 years, until Rav Yosef became the head of the yeshiva upon Rav's passing, and answered, shinui Hashem ki shinui maisa dami, a change of name is like a physical change, just as a physical change affects acquisition because it was originally wood and is now a keli, for example, regarding a change in name also. It was originally called a hide and now it's called a tray, for example. So once again, the tailor who stole some wool quickly made into a garment to acquire it when he saw the victim give up hope of retrieving it but wasn't sure if Yeyush Kona or not. Unaware that the unprocessed hides he stole and uses a mat in his shop had become tummy from his sheretz because of shinui shame, which is like shinui maisa. All right, so now it's time for four blot back chazara. Dav Samach Beis. So the simmer Dav Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine admiral submarine. That must be more in Dav Samach Beis. The submarine admiral who discovered that the uniform he hid without permission under his pile of grain in someone's yard was burned in a fire, which reminds us, although Rabbi Yehuda ordinarily obligates paying for hidden items damaged by fire, if someone receives permission to pile grain in his fellow's field and hides items there, Rabbi Yehuda agrees the owner would be patur if fire damaged those items which were there without permission. So the submarine admiral who discovered that the uniform he hid without permission under his pile of grain in someone's yard was burned in a fire caused by flax on a camel being ignited by Ner Hanukkah, which had been placed outside the submarine accessory store, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if a camel bearing flax walked near a store, and the flax entered the store and was ignited by the store owner's lamp, the camel's owner pays for any damages. But if the store owner left his lamp outside the store, Torah, he is liable for the damages. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'ner Chanukah Pater. Regarding a Ner Chanukah, he is Pater since he has permission to place it there for the mitzvah. So the submarine admiral who discovered that the uniform he hid without permission under his pile of grain in someone's yard was burned in a fire caused by flax on a camel being ignited by a Ner Chanukah, which had been placed outside the submarine accessory store, saw one of his officers who was towing Tainas Ganav, but who had sold the animal in his care, which reminds us, the seventh parak begins, Maruba Midas Tashumi Kefo Mamidas Tashumi Arba Chamisha. The rule of double payment for a thief is more inclusive than the rule of fourfold or fivefold payment made if the thief sold or shechted stolen ox or sheep. Kefo applies both to living beings and inanimate items, where Dal Behei only applied to an ox or sheep. The Gemara notes that since no other difference was mentioned, the Mishnah supports Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba's ruling that Hatohen Tainas Ganav does pay Dal Behei. Others say this proof was defective because the Mishnah does not say ain bain. There is no difference between them except the Mishnah taught one difference, but there may be others. Daf Samach Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The thief on his Kol Davar Pesha segue. Segue? That must be more on Daf Samach Gimel. The thief on his Kol Davar Pesha segue, zipping past all the items one pays Kefo for, which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source of the Mishnah's ruling that Kefo is paid for any stolen item. A brisa derives from a klal, prat uklal, to include most items, but the Gemara said it should not include birds, or at least non-kosher birds, which should not convey any tumah, in contrast to the examples of the pasuk. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, kol ribu yehu. The word any in the pasuk of a kol davar pesha is an inclusionary term, which teaches to include all items, even inanimate ones, in the law of kefil. So the thief on his kol davar pesha segue, zipping past all the items one pays kefil for, who was stopped by a shomer chinam who asked if he should falsely claim that an item he was guarding was lost or stolen from him, which reminds us, a mishnah is quoted about one who confronts a shomer chinam asking for his item, and the shomer says, avat, it was lost, and the owner then demanded he swear to his claim, and the shomer said, amen. If Adim testified that the shomer lied and he himself ate it, he pays only the principal of the item. However, if the shomer said, nignav, it was stolen from me, and agreed to swear to that effect, and then Adim testified that he stole it himself, Mishalim Tashumi Kefil, he must pay the double payment, and this is the rule of Atolim Tainas Ganav, pays Kefil. So the thief on his Kol Davar Pesha segue, zipping past all the items one pays Kefil for, who was stopped by a Shomer Chinam who asked if he should falsely claim that an item he was guarding was lost or stolen from him, responded that if he took a Shvu after being Atolim Tainas Ganav, he would have to pay Kefil, which reminds us, a brisa derives that the case where a shomer pays kefil when he is tohen tainas ganav is only where the shomer swore like his claim. The pasuk says, "V'nikrav b'habayis Elohim," and the homeowner, meaning the shomer, shall approach the court. This means l'shvua, to take an oath. Dav samach dalad. So the simmer dav samach dalad relates to sod, secret, and we use a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be more on dav samach dalad, sod. The secret agent who discovered the source that a thief pays kefil in the pasuk imhimatze timatze, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an alternate source for kefil on all items imhimatze timatze. If being found, it will be found. So the secret agent who discovered the source that a thief pays kefil on the pasuk imhimatze timatze, and was then thrown off when he saw someone else who was motive a kanas use the same pasuk to exempt himself, even when Adim came after, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, according to the Tana, that one of the psukim of Shomer teaches a ganav's laws of kefil. What is the pasuk of imhimatze timatze explicitly discussing a thief coming to teach? It answers that Rabba Bar Hilai darshaned is to teach Rabba's ruling. Motive a kanas v'achar kach ba'u Adim pater. One who admits to liability for a fine, and then Adim came and testified as much, he's pater from the knas. The pasuk imhimatze timatze teaches imhimatze be'edim, if it is found through Adim, timatze be'dayanim, then it'll be found by judges that he must pay the knas. Prat l'marshi etzatzmo, but this excludes one who incriminates himself. So the secret agent who discovered the source that a thief pays kefil on the pasuk imhimatze timatze and was then thrown off when he saw someone else who was motive a kanas use the same pasuk to exempt himself even when Adim came after was surprised when a thief got caught and paid kefil even though he didn't take a shavua, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, ve'emo ganav atzmo b'shavua. Let's say that a thief himself only pays kefil if he swore a shavua, denying his theft. According to the Tana, the thief's kefil is taught in the psukim of Shomer. In a brisa, Rabbi Yaakov answers that the Torah says, Shnayim Yishalem, he shall pay twofold, meaning, Shelo b'shvua, even without an oath. Daf Samache, so the simmer Daf Samache is Seh, sheep. So here goes. The sheep thief, sheep, that must be more on Daf Samache, Seh. The sheep thief, who got upset when he was told in Basin that he pays the Karen according to the original value, but Kefal according to its value, when appearing in court, which reminds us, Rav said, Karen ke'en shogonav, a thief pays the principal according to its value when he stole it. Tashimi Kefal, Tashimi Arba Chamisha, Kishas Amad Bedin, and he pays Kefal and Dal Behei according to its value at the time of appearance in court. The extra words in the Pasuk, Geneva and Chaim, teach, Achi la Karen ke'en shogonav, revive the principal of the stolen item as it was when he stole it. Tosfos explains that this implies that only the principal is paid according to the theft, but the additional payments follow its later value. So the sheep thief, who got upset when he was told in Basin that he pays the Karen according to the original value, but Kefal according to its value, when appearing in court, and broke a Onezuz keg of wine he stole, requiring him to pay its current value, a Forzuz, which reminds us, Rabba said that if someone stole a keg of wine which was worth Onezuz, and worth Forzuz when it was destroyed, Tabra Oshasya, if he broke the keg, or drank the wine, actively destroying it. Mishalom Dalit, he pays for Zuz its current value. Isbar Mamela Mishalom Zuzah, but if it broke by itself, he pays only one Zuz its original value. Rashi explains that this act of destruction constitutes a new act of theft and obligates him according to its new value. Shechting or selling a stolen item is likewise actively destroying it, so Rabba would hold he pays the principal according to its current higher value. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff did we learn that B'nai Israel were told not to leave their homes during Machas Bechoros because the Mashchis does not distinguish between Tzaddikim and Rishayim? That's on Dav. Samach. Good. Number two, which stuff did we learn an alternate source for Kefal and all items? It's from the Pasuk, Im Himatzed Timatzed. That's on Dav. Samach Dalad. Good. Number three, which stuff do we have Machokas whether Yeush Kona or not? That's on Dav. Samachvav. Good. Number four. Which stuff do the sugya of Tavra Bashasya, where a thief breaks a keg of wine he stole and is required to now pay its current value? That's on Dav. Samachay. Good. Number five. Which stuff do we have a question if a Tohen Tainas Ganav pays Dalad or Hay? That's on Dav. Samach Beis. Good. Number six. Which stuff do we learn Shinui Shem Kishinui Maisa, and therefore a thief acquires unprocessed hides he uses a mad, which can then become Tameh? That's on Dav. Samachvav. Good. Number seven. Which of them reviewed holds that Pishtam carried by a camel got ignited by Ner Chanukah placed outside the owner of the Ner Chanukah's butt because he had permission to place it there because of the mitzvah? That's on Dav. Samach Beis. Good. Number eight. Which of them when a thief pays the principal according to its value when he stole it and pays kefal of a dollar to hay kashas amada bedin? That's on Dav. Samachay. Good. Number nine. Which of the one that Shinui Kona, a physical change to a stolen item, causes a thief to acquire it, and it's written in the Torah and taught in Mishnayos? That's on Dav. Samachvav. Good. Number ten. Which of the one the source to obligate Kefal for all stolen items is from the Ribuya of Kol? That's on Dav. Samach Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.